Today is the 56th observance of Earth Day. When it got started back in 1970, vehicles averaged 12 miles a gallon on U.S. highways. And the year before, an oil slick on Cleveland's polluted Cuyahoga River famously caught fire. Well, the first Earth Day involved teach-ins and demonstrations, which soon led to the creation of the EPA and legislation like the Clean Air Act. Now, Earth Day involves over a billion people worldwide, including volunteers and staffers with the Seattle-based nonprofit Earth Corps. Development manager Kasaya Cisse is here now to talk about her organization's work. Kasaya, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Well, when you meet someone who may not have heard of Earth Corps before, what do you tell them about the work and the mission?
I love folks who haven't heard about Earth Corps because it's just an opportunity to share the great work that our organization does. We're based in Magnuson Park in Seattle, and we do two things at once, and they are really inseparable. So we restore the natural areas around Puget Sound, so shorelines, forests, salmon streams, as well as urban green spaces. And in tandem with that, we develop the next generation of environmental leaders. So there's real synergy there. Every year, we bring together young adults from across the U.S., as well as the world, for paid hands-on conservation training. And so they get to work alongside each other, learn from our project managers and our team, and restore habitats in our local region. So our mission is really about healing land and growing leaders at the same time.
Kasaya, tell us how local Earth Corps staff and volunteers are marking Earth Day today.
You know, in a lot of ways, today is kind of another day for us. It's just business as usual. We have 5 crews that are in the field all around the Puget Sound doing work. And in addition to that, we have a special volunteer event at Kubota Gardens. And we had over 50 people sign up to come and plant trees and native shrubs to celebrate and mark this wonderful day.
Is there a recent project in the Puget Sound area that you think people should know about?
You know, we do a lot of projects. There's a wide breadth there, but one that we're really proud of and that the community has found really engaging is our work with Friends of Green Lake, where we restored a frog pond and created habitat for the Pacific coral frog to come back. And there's just this really great quote that we have from one of the community members who talks about walking along Green Lake and remembering the sound. But that has actually gone away in recent years because the coral frog has been outcompeted by the fish in Green Lake. We know we're not going to get rid of all of those fish, but we're able to create a sanctuary so that the frogs can come back and we can hear them sing again.
Yeah, that's a pretty iconic sound this time of year in this part of the world. Kasaya, tell me how your organization is faring in the current political climate.
Yes, it is a challenging moment for nonprofits across this country. Federal funding for Conservation Corps has been challenged. We were not immune to that. Last year, we actually lost our funding for a period of time. It was subsequently reinstated, but that really challenged organizations. We had to do layoffs and it interrupted our ability to deliver the good work that we do. And so I think that this year, you know, we're still continuing to build up and build our reserves and get back to operations so that we can promote the climate resilience that this region needs through our work and train the young people that we need to do it.
Kasaya, there's a lot of doomsayers out there. What do you say to folks who might tell you, you know, I see the world is heating. There's not a lot of political will to deal with it. Why bother? What do you say to them?
You know, I understand that. I think that it's easy to be pessimistic, but I think that there's actually so much good out there. There's so many folks that are wanting to do the work. And I see it every day when our crews come back and they're muddy and they've been digging in the dirt or removing species that have made a monoculture. And so we see the effects of being able to address the challenge every day. And I think that we're not the only folks addressing the challenge by any means. And really our model is meant to be a movement where we're giving people the skills to go forward and be able to continue to do the good work. And I don't know. That gives me hope. It gives me hope that there's people that want to do it. We have the skills to be able to meet the moment, and it's vital. It's vital for our water, it's vital for our air, and for our region.
Kasaya Cisse is the development manager with the Seattle-based nonprofit EarthCore, and she's speaking to me on this Earth Day. Kasaya, thank you so much for sharing more about your group.
Thank you so much, and happy Earth Day.